Help us! Please help us!
I just about to kill a lot of people. I'd like to stick my whole head in your mouth and let you suck out my eyeball.
You touched me. Now my flesh is rotting.
Caesar and fucker.
Podcasting live from the distant past and somewhere very spooky. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd with my good friends Deadly Chewbacca, Bleeding Nick, and Homosexual Rick.
Welcome.
Oh, and that's totally the wrong sound effect.
Right off the bat.
There we go. That's what I meant to do.
Are you scared, welcome, kids?
Welcome to a very special Halloween episode of The Worst Little Podcast.
And I'm the devil.
Nice.
Yeah. Don't get too scared.
He stepped right on me. I feel scared.
Ouch.
Now kindly undo these straps.
Kindly undo these straps.
What'd you say?
And I'm the devil.
Oh, devil's into bondage.
That may, of course, devil, sir. Let's undo the straps.
All right.
That are keeping you from reaping domination. Well, happy Halloween, everybody. Trick or treat. I hope you are enjoying this festive
I'm
pagan
high on
ritual.
Twix, dude.
I snorted a bunch of pixie sticks earlier this evening.
Yeah.
That was
I'm just straight wasted.
Eye opening. Welcome you to this special show. We've got a special spooky band here. Some members of the Vampirates. Introduce yourselves, please.
Hello, I'm Chris.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
And what do you play?
I play the guitar.
Oh, okay. So you're somebody important to talk to. And you, sir?
Hey, I'm Dave.
Dave?
Kind of the singer / drummer, depending on what
like
we're
Don
doing.
Henley.
Okay, so you're halfway into the band.
Don Henley, yep. A
halfway
fucking
important.
Vampire rock.
I'm glad there are no bass players.
What do you call your genre of music? What?
Punk rock.
We're public service.
Punk rock.
It's so fucking...
Wow, man, you really are high on Twix.
Fast and mathy jazz... Like, what do you call that kind of punk?
Public service punk rock.
Loud, I know that.
PSP.
It's pretty good.
All right.
You guys help people?
And
yeah.
Public service.
And this moment brought to you by Pinky Polansky. Don't forget to check your pinky link.
Right on, another public service punk.
I also want to introduce back into the studio once again is the great Kodiak. How you doing, buddy?
The bear returns.
Long time no see, Cody. Welcome.
I shaved my back recently.
How's school going for you, partner?
I don't want to talk about that crap.
It's Halloween. Fuck that.
Exactly. We're talking about the devil.
Time to
We're
going to
talk
loose.
About skull, not school.
Hey, it was good to see you last week at the pumpkin carving party.
Yeah, it was bitching.
That party was good till somebody got stabbed with a pumpkin carving kit.
Well, it wasn't the same after Felix shit in a pumpkin.
Yeah. I didn't know that you had to not scrape out the insides of a person to get them real thin to carve into them. I didn't know.
No, you can pretty much just carve a person.
Yeah. It's not near as much work.
Well, if they're in your own house, you know.
Well, screw them. Yeah. It's their fault for being
here.
They
have a right to do
so. It's their fault for showing up.
That's right. There are risks.
So I hope you've all had a festive holiday weekend. Woo, lots of awesome shows. Yeah. And stuff to do.
I only threw up seven times.
Seven times.
That's good for you.
Brad.
Was that before or after the fight?
It's a, you know,
the
if
fight
you're
you got
golf,
into with that,
I'd
that
be winning,
midget tranny.
Right? For me, yeah, it's pretty good.
Do you remember the midget tranny that you got into a fight with?
Sexually.
All right. Moving along here. So, Vampirates, you have shows coming up soon.
We're going to play sometime in November. It's not determined yet.
Man. Sounds pretty good.
The vaguest opening ever.
It's going to be totally rad.
And
awesome.
You've been on tour forever too, right?
We tour quite a bit.
Tell us about the tour.
When did you get back, first of all?
We got back in July, and we left in February.
Wow.
That's a long tour.
Wow. Indeed.
Where?
Representing Reno.
We played 96 shows throughout the entire United States.
96.
Wow. Hey, hey, hey. Yeah.
That was 96 shows.
Any highlights? Any towns you really appreciate?
The first 4 hours into the tour, we rolled our van.
Indeed.
Yeah. Right. You know, really? I saw that on Facebook.
That is
fucking It was fucking
that's
spooky.
That is spooky. It was very spooky.
Yeah, it was fucking spooky.
Very apropos for the show.
Like, cause that's like how Metallica lost Cliff and shit, dude.
Yep.
Was that an omen for the tour, or was it end up being awesome
all,
and successful?
All the bad shit out of the way
all
right there.
From
there.
Awesome.
And it was
awesome.
Fucking incredible.
It's just fucking blood, guts, and glory for you guys here on out.
Can I ask what caused the rollover?
Snow.
Yeah. Oh.
That is so dull.
That is a bummer.
But not like
I mean,
not
I wanted
like the
to
weather,
be
like
midget hookers and.
Well,
and,
no,
you know.
We mean snow like the
cocaine.
Early,
oh, there
early
you
90s
go.
Rapper.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
A leaky boom boom now.
Boom boom
yeah.
down, yeah.
He jumped right in front of us like a fucking deer. Yeah. And I swerved, weird. And we rolled the van.
What the fuck was he even doing out there?
I don't know.
Still singing that song.
Right, just saw the same
walking
haircut.
In the
by
street,
himself,
hitchhiking, trying to raise some money.
I'm wearing a white jumpsuit and a pair of Babe Slayers.
People think it's Bigfoot, but it's actually the Canadian rapper Snow.
That's what was the best show? Best city, best show?
Reno.
Anything at the top?
Yeah. Nice.
Actually, the Reno show was fucking incredible.
Good answer. You get bonus points for the quiz.
And you guys played with a bunch of rad bands, right?
We played with Larry's Flask.
This Facebook thread for the Vampirates where they just list all these bands they love that they played with.
They're good.
And what we're going to have today in the show is you guys are going to play some music from your list of your favorite bands and shit.
We're going to put out a compilation that's cassette only, and it's going to have 56 bands, including some Reno bands.
Cool.
Yeah.
And it's going to kick ass.
You're going to play a little bit of that for us today?
Indeed, we will play a few tracks.
But first, will you play us some of your Vampire music for Halloween? I can't even wait to get to the candy, man.
Indeed.
Oh, my first piece of candy.
We have a very spooky
song for
you.
Oh, your first piece of ear candy.
Yeah, I need some ear candy. It's Halloween. I'm a junkie.
You're fucked up.
All right, what's the name of this again?
The song is called Transylvania Zombie Fuck.
Hey, now.
Happy Halloween, motherfuckers. Out there in Radioland? Anyone?
In theory, it should be playing now.
Oh, technical difficulties.
What's going on, Rick?
I wonder if the big giant plug behind you got unplugged.
Is there seat?
Big fat plug sticking in the wall? Are there little lights?
That
was it, huh?
All right.
That was it indeed.
You know what? Let's do the white trash thing and fix that with duct tape right now while you play the song.
Alrighty.
Yeah. All right, so without any further ado, Transylvania Zombie Fuck.
Now that I wake up
Scary.
That right? That was quite wonderful. In fact, I would say that is quite punk as fuck. Yes,
thank you.
That's punk rock right there.
That was hella awesome.
We like punk rock music.
Punk.
Indeed. Very public radio.
Barbara.
Yeah.
That kicks a lot.
That's actually
ass.
A quote from Night of the
Living
Dead.
Yeah. That was awesome.
That's one of the best parts of the movie.
The minute I heard it, I could see her brother there
with those glasses.
Yeah.
You're about to get your brains eat, faggot.
Give it 10 more minutes.
Very spooky.
So, are all your songs so, shall we say, high adrenaline?
Indeed, yes.
Indeed?
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah. Excellent.
That's one of the main rules of the band is no slow songs.
That's great. That's nice.
That's a good night.
That's
out seeing
a
band.
That's
right.
A t-shirt slogan right there.
if anybody in the band were to
no
bring like a slow song and be like, let's try this out. And everybody probably beat the shit out of him and kick him out of the band, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
But this does make me hungry for, I want you guys to come in and do a slow acoustic set of those songs.
Wouldn't that be
amazing? Like with acoustic guitar,
he'd put a bunch of like faggy keyboard effects in,
like some candles,
and make it all gothic,
like Circle Jerks and Valley Girl when they're in the doing it all lounge style.
We've tried a few of our songs lounge style, but it just doesn't work.
Yeah,
nope.
Too bad.
That's more like that is one thing, camp territory.
That is one thing I think Reno needs more
which
of is
you guys
punk rock lounge cover bands.
One time we did do a lounge set and Dave got a martini glass and that was about as far as we got.
Close.
There you go.
So how many people are in the band?
There's four, sometimes three.
Oh, okay. So a tight
group.
So
who are we missing tonight at
Pat
the podcast?
And Chris Tofino, Pat Mayfield.
Oh, yeah. I love Pat.
Our basser. And then Chris occasionally will play drums while Dave sings.
You guys are in jail or what?
No, school.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
School in California somewhere.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, fuck California.
When we play in Reno
Nevada
or regionally, we'll have our drummer Tofino with us. And then when we go on the road, he's like going for his master's, so he can't really.
Yeah, good on him.
Take off for 4 months, so I'll play drums and Chris does more vocals and. We all kind of share the vocals when we're on the road.
If you know, what's he getting his master's in?
Accounting.
Oh, okay. So something
baiting.
Actually useful. All right. A future member of the workforce. Yeah.
Indeed.
Nice.
As opposed to, you know, like an English degree.
You guys won't even have to hire an accountant.
Might have.
You'll have an accountant you can trust. He's in the band.
Yeah. he said we had $20, but I'm pretty sure we had $22.
Nah, dude, you got $20.
Oh, that,
I'm the accountant.
That was over. That goes into overhead, man.
Yeah,
in a six pack.
So, what was your Halloween weekend like? No, don't answer that.
I have a question. Who has a snot that's whistling?
It could be me.
Everybody's checking.
I've been a little
I love
sick.
That. No, but it's kind of, it's like the ghostly snot for a Halloween show.
It's probably me.
That's like, it's very spooky.
Snotly Hollows.
It's a ghost of snot past.
I just want to say hi to Snot Loring. What's up,
Snot Loring?
Yeah.
Okay. Snot Dundas, wherever the fuck that guy is.
Yeah, no shit.
Losers.
If you guys knew what was up, you'd be here, but fuck you guys.
No shit.
What are you doing? Are you just going to eat your Twix on the radio? That sounds great. I'm glad. I'm sure everybody. Well, it is Halloween, folks. I hope your stuff
in
your face
candy.
Is full
fuck
of candy.
You guys, man. You want some?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you.
You did get any this year? You can go out.
Oh, I got plenty. I'm taking the kid out tonight.
Smash Pumpkins.
Oh, after the show, right?
Right. Something.
My 16-year-old's already out. Fucking doing it.
Smashing pumpkins.
I'll stop trick-or-treating when I'm 18.
Promise. Yeah.
That is really sad. An adult who trick-or-treats.
Yeah, like Rick.
No, you can make money. I read that you can make money on it now. You can sell your candy to Dennis.
Yeah.
Yeah, dollar a pound.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Really?
What do they do with it? Do they sell
they throw it away?
50 cents a pound?
Because it's bad for your teeth.
I think they probably keister it.
I think it costs more than
they keister it.
That's a great reason to rob kids.
Yep. Yeah, that's going to just increase that.
Dude, a pound
dude
of
I don't know if I was
$1?
A kid. If I used
that's
to bring in some pretty good hauls, I'd take like half of my like all the shit I didn't want to eat. Yeah. I'd sell that to a dentist for sure.
The shit you pawn off on your sisters. And
right? Yeah. Like, oh, that was in your bag. No, all these Reese's were in mine.
You buy apples and pencils and all the gay shit people give to you.
Yeah, and if you, hey, and out pennies. There, anybody who's even considering being a part of the Jesus Ween, you can just fuck right off. You do not give out Bibles on Halloween. You don't give out pennies taped together either. That's a jip of a Halloween gift.
Oh, don't be racist against Gypsies. What is that?
Is that is fucking that, Regis?
Is that what's your CB, Rick?
Regis coming here with your 20 big dollar.
Roger, Roger.
We're in Sparks. That's Regis, what, where you at?
I'm down the road. I'm on I-80. Come on back.
All right. Well, you're supposed to be
I
here.
I got my foot in the radiator.
We're at the corner.
Hammer down, rabbit ears, and get your ass down here to the Dogwater Studios. Over.
Speaking of Dogwater, I heard Chewy. We're working down
I'm here,
the
buddy.
Water.
Yeah. I'm here. What's up, man? It's
my
been a long time.
My old buddy down from Kingman. How you doing, buddy?
Doing good, man. Doing good.
Oh, sorry.
Been a while.
You slip.
What's it like doing radio with the rest of them faggots?
It's all right, I guess, for a radio yeah. show.
Who are you calling a faggot, redneck?
Right. You talking about you guys. Big crack, dummy. Yeah.
Over.
It's all
right. Regis, we were hanging out. It was cool, right? Like, you're going to come over and see us at Dogwater, right?
That's right, dummy. I'm heading your way. And thanks for the tip on Chewy is down there working with you. Great job. Thank you.
Well, right on, Chew.
We'll see you in the next couple minutes, I imagine, if you're on I-80, depending on where you're at. You could be in Chicago.
Keep an eye out for Smokies.
I remember you telling me about this dude you met in fucking, like, Elko when you were doing the mines.
Yeah.
I saw him in Elko a couple years ago. Yeah,
down in Elko. He's a crazy son bitch.
Yeah. Well, I do let my hair down when I'm in Elko.
Twirled that heat stress meth glass thing.
Oh. Dang old.
What?
Oh my god. Sounds like boom hair and shit.
Fuck you.
Your fucking friends are weird, dude.
Hey, man. Your friends are weird too, but I don't let that get in the way of it.
You're my friend. I don't have any other friends.
Hey, I'm about out of fuel.
All right.
I'm coming down.
Where are you at?
I'm just outside of the, just passing the Alamo.
10-4, this is Rubber Duck. Over
right.
and out.
Okay,
right,
well, we're a little bit west of that, over McCarran and fucking Pyramid. Yeah.
Let
so.
The fucking high right. guy tell you where to get here, man. Don't even worry about him.
Info, you know me, you guys. Right.
Yeah, anybody
GPS,
out there on the internet or CB waves, come right over.
Sounds like a fun dude.
We'll see you in a second.
He ain't bad. Yeah.
Later.
He's a little bit high.
Actually, that guy's fucking crazy. Forgot.
Okay. God.
What just happened?
That guy's fucking crazy.
before we go, how do we get CB interference on the internet?
You know, sometimes it comes over on the TV speaker.
Oh.
Like, because we're right on Pyramid.
You're watching TV in there?
Yeah.
He's watching gay porn.
The cooking channel. gay porn. The gay porn channel.
The gay porn channel.
The charter sends through to my house.
That's right.
That's why Rick has
the WB.
It's actually Lifetime.
Widow Boy.
Right, Lifetime, because all you fags watch Golden Girls.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
There shall be only one.
Well, it's the Bravo channel and Logo. I watch those sometimes, too.
Yeah, you know, Logo tricks
show
me.
Buffy.
Good. Bravo's pretty cool, because they got some good. I like watching
I was watching.
Chef.
I was looking through the what's on, and Serial Mom was on, and I said, I love that movie. I'll watch that for a while.
John Waters.
Yeah, and then a commercial comes on, and it's for fucking KY. It's disgusting. I'm like, what the fuck channel is this? It's a Logo. I'm like, this isn't even a gay movie. Why is it on this channel?
Hey, Dottie, how are your pussy willows?
Yeah.
You filthy whore.
Logo. Watching John Waters greasing something up. What should I use?
Yeah.
It was all very queer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Happy Halloween, John Waters.
Amen.
Yeah, let's turn it back to the band. So how I want to talk about your tour real quick.
All right.
I'm not going to ask you what your best show was. What was your worst show? With absolute pits.
Come on, yeah.
Reno.
There had to be one.
Reno.
Reno, really?
So Reno.
Like, the beginning of the tour was awesome and the end of the tour was great, or vice versa?
Yeah.
And it can't involve the van?
No, the van was fine.
Okay. Why was it a horrible show in Reno?
Reno. No one came.
Knuckleheads.
Oh, the Reno audience.
You played
at
Knuckleheads?
No, it wasn't a Knuckleheads.
The typical Reno audience showed up, which was like your friends.
I hate this dude!
stupid dad.
And not all of them.
I don't
them.
Even think they came, did they?
And not all of them.
I don't think our friends even came.
Yeah, all, good time.
They're like, hey, you're back. Great.
Yeah, good. Good no, to see you guys
but
again.
But no, like crazy.
Oh, your welcome home was the worst show.
No crazy like war stories with that like sucks. You bought a monkey, brutal. Somebody stiffed you on a tab, and you sicked the monkey on him, and had to leave town before the cops got you. Like
I ate a hamburger with crab in it. Sucks.
Really?
Like, yeah. On purpose? A crab burger?
Yeah, yeah. It was well, it was hamburgers with crab in them. Was it
oh, okay.
That must have sucked.
No, yeah. You ate one too.
That sounds delicious,
yeah,
actually.
That was awesome.
And it was fun. Yeah.
That sounds awesome. I'm like, wait a second. That sounds good.
It's awesome.
Only thing you can make it better is bacon.
Yeah. Crab is like the bacon.
There was bacon too. Yeah. There was bacon and cheese also in it.
Sweet. Wow.
Where was that at? That sounds fucking great.
That sounds dreamy.
Our friends in St. Louis cooked it up for us.
Hey, yeah. St. Louis, my hometown.
Yeah,
we're going to
be playing one of their songs, actually.
Yeah, they lost.
Indeed.
Should we play one of their songs now?
Oh, wait. Yeah, no.
No.
The series is tied.
The series ended awesome for somebody.
Somebody.
What the fuck
right.
You guys are talking about?
Shit. We blew that.
There you go, talking sports again.
St. Louis is my hometown. Lots of family and friends there. And
what do you guys
spooky like about cards? Sports?
Oh, what do you guys got next for a music?
The last.
Yeah, it is time for music already.
I'll tell a quick morbid baseball trivia. Right. At no point in the entire history has baseball been called on account of death. However, in 1920, a guy was struck by a pitch during a game and died 12 hours later.
Rad.
They did not call the game after they carted him off. They finished the game.
The
opposing team won, and he died.
That's
so
awesome.
There you go.
That's Halloween-y.
Okay, now what team, who was he, and why?
I don't know.
They played with leather helmets back then, right?
Your trivia sucks.
It was relayed to me via somebody else reading it off of their smartphone.
Whatever. It's totally fake.
So, what are you guys playing?
This is Benedict Arnold from St. Louis.
The makers of the Crazy Burgers.
Indeed.
Awesome. Hey, Benedict
Arnold.
Really
good,
great guys.
Some good friends of ours. We actually figured out on our tour last year that we'd played with them in Reno and didn't even know it because they told us the story of the only time they played in Reno, a cop crashing into the bar, and it was the jazz club on 4th.
And we're like, holy shit, we were there.
Yeah, so we played.
We fucking played that show. And so
that's pretty awesome.
Partying with them, and we'll be on tour with them next year sometime.
Well, hey, when they come in town, bring them in here.
And, indeed. Yeah, and they're going to be on this compilation that we're putting out of all these bands that we know.
Indeed.
And, what's the name of the song?
It's called Bound and Determined.
All right.
start a fantasy. I know there's something for me. Something just for me. Now it's not a fantasy. I met a kid one day, was 16 and knew how to dream. Ambition in his eyes, a spark he couldn't hide and never wanted to. Days get wasted and it's hard to see. And then I remember what I can't believe.
Hella.
Awesome.
Yeah, they sound like they're from St. Louis. Totally.
They're fucking good.
No, that was good. That was really good. I likes.
It's kind of cool when we get to play music from outside of Nevada
right.
sometimes on the show. That's yeah. pretty cool.
It is a little different from the format, but we can roll. Sometimes.
Rory's yeah. hometown is St. Louis, too. That's nice.
Yeah, I'm okay yeah. with it. Totally.
That's why, yeah, really appropriate.
Now, strangely, there have been a bunch of bands from St. Louis who have come out here since I moved out here in, 96? MU330, Nelly. The Urge.
Yeah, The Urge.
Yeah, Nelly. Yeah.
Pulos.
Who?
Pujols.
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 In the holes.
Oh, they're fucking rippers, dude. The Pujols.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got all their albums.
The Pujols.
He ripped three.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
Jesus.
So while we were playing that tune, my fucking, like a guy I met many years ago, maybe 10, 12 years ago, I can't remember, showed up.
Should we let him in?
Yeah, I mean,
he's here.
Yeah.
He's,
I we think we should let him in.
Let him in.
Let him in. Would you? Right,
could you do the
let me get the door?
Do the door effect.
It's a really big
why
door. I need to oil that.
Why do you?
Brag, one, now what up, buddies?
What's up, dude?
Dummy down in Circle K.
Dude, you don't have
welcome.
To. You're not on the CB anymore. You know?
No,
welcome.
No,
there's no breaker breaker.
Hey,
this ain't no brainer, right?
Don't talk down to him.
I'm not. I'm just
he
saying.
He hates when people talk down to
I'm
him.
Not talking
this
down to
this is a no-brainer. I come in here to see you guys.
Yeah.
I've been, you know what? Y'all are doing a great job, and I've been listening to you now for 6 days.
In a row?
In the truck. And
all
I'll
right,
you, you guys
friend.
Are great.
All right.
You guys
well,
got a great
I do.
Fan base in the 6
whoop,
days.
Wrong button. I do thank you kindly, friend. I do thank you kindly.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Thank
What's
you.
What's your name, fella?
Regis Mankey.
It's good to meet you.
Hey, Regis, what do you do for a living?
Well, I drive. I'm a transportation pioneer.
Pioneer?
Truck
yeah,
driver.
Pioneer. Major pioneer. That's what we call them. I'm a road donkey.
Road donkey.
Road donkey. Yeah, that's just
a... Wow. You go down to Mexico a lot?
Tucumcari.
Anybody ever
New
punch
Mexico,
you?
Not down to the old Mexico. No, we don't do that shit.
That's a good way to get killed.
We just straight up haul lumber from probably Denver, Colorado to Reno, Nevada, back out to Dallas, and back to Sparks.
There are a lot of road donkeys?
You goddamn right there is.
You ever driven around this country and seen them all over the fucking road?
Oh, shit. We shared boxes of mini thins, my friend. Boxes of mini thins.
Mini thins? What would those be for?
Well, they're like legal crack. Before you had your Monsters, your Rock Stars, your 5 Hours, whatever.
Do they even make mini thins anymore?
Yeah, I think.
I'll let you get them under the table.
Like, there's that one warehouse that still has them.
They're missing the fuck out. You know what I'm saying?
Back in the day.
They're missing the fuck out.
Remember Quaaludes?
Yeah, Ludes. Ludes were... You know what, though? I don't do those anymore because now I just
That's not
going to
help him drive.
I can't
Quaaludes
drive
won't
on
help
Ludes.
You drive.
No,
yeah.
No. I just
no. I gotta be on
the
uppity up.
I hope no truck drivers.
How old
are
you,
Quaaludes.
Nick? Like,
I totally yeah.
Hanging out with Tommy Chong.
He doesn't remember Quaaludes either, man.
I don't either. Yeah,
I sold him some shit one time.
And
told him
to
they were Quaaludes.
Right.
I heard
again,
of them.
Again, can you even get Quaaludes anywhere? I mean, I'd pay good money for Quaaludes.
That's
like mini things.
I could probably get
you
some Quaaludes.
Rhode Island. Rhode Island, that's where I went back east once, and as in Rhode Island up there in the New England territories.
Yeah.
Right?
And that's where I heard
Martha's Vineyard
yeah,
and all
that.
And
a lot
yeah.
of E.
Martha's Vineyard's actually in Massachusetts, Rory.
Right, right. That's just south of Massachusetts.
Josh?
Shut up!
Thank you.
Wow. Well, welcome to the show. Well, these are the Vampirates. Yeah. Hey. We're the worst little podcast. And
do you like punk rock?
I sure do. And you know what? Just looking around the room here, I think we should all get together and play cornhole sometime. You guys ever play cornhole?
I'm in.
I'm the champion.
Isn't that what you say when you win?
Even I thought that was gay.
Honey, go to bed. It's way past your bedtime.
What the hell did he just say, dummy? Sorry.
No, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Going in.
Is that, now, do you juggle the cornholes?
No, no. You want to be as relaxed as possible.
Okay, so we are all talking about the same game. I learned it in prison as the bear hug. I like bear hug.
Backwards bear hug?
Bear hug.
Do you ever do any time in prison, Regis?
No, but bear hug was something I heard the janitor did after you did a real good job.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, who's the janitor?
Yeah. What was his name? Phil? Phil Akers?
I can't remember.
Phil McCracken?
I think his name might have been Phil.
Phil Akers.
Phil McCracken?
Phil. No.
Michael Fitzpatrick?
Is
Patrick Fitzmichael?
Started with an A.
A?
A.
Aaron?
Phil?
No, is Akers?
Phil Akers?
Something like Akers. Something like...
Phil Akers, I think, was a fucking football coach.
Acorn?
Assistant running backs coach for Texas A&M back in the mid-80s.
Phil Akers. Holy shit. That was a guy that slapped his teammate on the back of the head, right? After the game?
After the game, yes. Just making sure.
When you're on the road, you get to the scene.
Hey, once again, let's take a second to thank Pinky Polansky.
Pinky Polansky.
Are they coming next? Pinky?
Yeah, no, they already came.
Oh, shit.
And went.
They played just the other night.
You know them?
Yeah, that was a good show.
Day late, dollar short. What?
You know the Pinky Polansky?
Yeah, I sure do. I know one of them, the sheriff.
You must be talking about Felix. And yeah.
Hey, speaking of Pinky Polansky and the Pinky Link, now I'm not going to say that anymore. Let's take a second to thank our lovely sponsors, the very spooky Stingray Tattoo.
Thanks.
Stingray Tattoo.
I love Stingray Tattoo.
Gift certificates available for 18th birthdays, divorce finalizations, or prison release.
Private appointments available for private tattoos.
Tattoos hurt if you're a pussy.
Check out stingraytattoo.net.
Sexy.
A very professional production there. Dogwater Studios.
You know, how many times are we going to play those two commercials before we make a new
one?
We
need to make a new one.
I know.
Hey, and if you need anybody to make a commercial for you, just get a hold of us here at Dogwater Studios. We can fill all of your advertising needs.
Sexually.
Yeah, you got like a dog. Doggy daycare. Shoe repair, whatever you got, we'll do it.
Yeah, we also walk dogs.
We sell basil by the pound.
That's right. You want homemade pesto from the garden? I got it.
Oh, that's right.
You need
that's
somebody
good
to haul
stuff.
Lumber for you. I'm Channel 8, Regis Mankey.
Channel 8 on the CB radio?
Come on back. Yeah, that's right.
Lumber?
No.
How long have you been trucking, Regis?
I've been trucking now for about 15, 14 years.
Cool. What's the weirdest thing you ever seen?
Oh, the weirdest thing I ever seen is, boy, it's all about... Driving is all about staying up all night. You can't go to sleep. You gotta go to the... we used to do that, like I said a few minutes ago, is that we used to do them things called mini-thins.
Are you doing any right now?
Mini-thins. This is before Monster. This is before Rockstar. This is before 5-hour, 6-hour, whatever that shit's called.
Are you on any of that right now?
We used to do the real stuff, the stuff that made you skinny. And made you stay up all night. It is good stuff.
Crank.
It is legal crank. Exactly what that was. But anyway.
Wash that down with a little Robitussin.
Cross tops.
That's right. I mean, you got to sleep
cross
sometimes.
Cross tops, beans, whatever they used to call them. I called it rock. We used to call it rock. Smash it up. And there it was. Just a little pile of dust in your baggie. And we used to do that stuff. And We used to talk just all night about driving.
Wait. We talk while you're driving, you're talking about
driving?
We were
talking about driving. We were talking about...
speeding?
Well, if we could go faster than what my speedo says. And I know it's not lying. I mean, I got my foot in the radiator with a load, and I'm going 95. Come on back. I-40 southbound, 212% grades going that way. You know what I'm talking about?
Doesn't
no engine brake. No.
Wait, doesn't 40 run east-west?
No engine brake. You're gaining as much 40 power does run as you can.
Yeah, 40 runs east-west. Are you sure you know where you were?
Correct. And you know what helps is you change your fuel filter every time you go out because you never know.
That stunned him.
You never know when it's going to clog up on you. You know, when it causes all kinds of
real
trouble.
When you pull out that tube, do you have to blow or suck real hard?
You know.
Rick knows.
What?
Well, how do you unclog it, I mean?
You unclog it by changing your filter. As long as you're on top of everything, you change your filter, you're good to go.
All right.
You're about the most interesting guest we've ever had on this show.
I know. I'm so glad he's here.
Definitely top 20.
What do you mean by that? Do you hear these all faggots?
No.
Hey, who are you calling a Not all of us are
just quasi.
Depends on what you mean.
The entertainment business is a magnet.
I know.
Faggot.
I told you that.
Faggot magnet. Sorry.
Faggot magnet.
Sorry. Just maggot, got off
magnet
the road.
Faggot.
TFO. Anywho.
Yeah, anywho. Go ahead.
When you were a child, did you trick or treat? Because it is Halloween tonight, and I was just wondering.
Yeah, do you have any gifts for the children?
Halloween, Regis, Maggie?
Well, no.
Do kids ever trick or treat at your truck?
That is a good question. I was just thinking that.
That's valid.
Like,
I think,
anybody, I mean, do kids that smart that go and trick or treat at a truck stop and not expect to get killed?
You get mini thins.
I'm sorry. I was raised by my uncle.
Me too.
Okay.
What's that totally supposed to mean?
Right.
Like, did he not believe in trick or treating?
Uncles don't.
Like, no, he just did uncle stuff.
Uncle stuff. Oh, bear hugs.
Like fishing or camping?
Not really.
Bear hugs.
Bear hugs and.
You're getting close.
Human centipede? No.
Not that far off, but you're almost there.
Almost there. Okay.
Yeah.
When you're on the road, what kind of music do you listen to?
Well, I try to listen to... Well, let's see here. I listen to a Led Zeppelin a little bit here and there. Yeah. They get me going.
The lead out,
me,
right?
They get me all jumped up. Right. I like Conway. Conway Twitty.
Yeah, he's
Twitty City.
Yeah. He's my man. I wasn't sure if he was.
I can hear your heart.
Yeah, he's a man.
Boom, boom, boom.
I like Jack Jones, Hank 3, and what's her name? Loretta Lynn.
You mean Sissy Spacek?
Yeah, well.
I heard she just passed away this last week.
She did. Now, did she seal the that was like 2 weeks ago.
She seals a deal.
She was sick 2 weeks ago. In fact, even on the day we're recording this, but she passed away when this was put out.
Loretta
Lynn? You know what I'm saying?
Or Sissy Spacek.
Sissy Spacek?
You got a bet on the Deadpool on her?
No, I figured she'd be dead. Rory, I'm trying to play along with this whole thing. This is like a current show. I assume that she had passed away.
Busted. Oh, God. Wouldn't that be horrible if she did? I feel like a real creep.
No, it would be worse if she survived.
That's horrible.
Okay. Don't you ever talk about Loretta.
Alert. The
curtain has been pulled back.
That was bad.
That was horrible when that kid...
You hold that. Hey, I want to ask you about that in just a second. But first, in the words of Elvis Presley, here's a song.
Keep it.
up on the gas. The once was a man and now we're way offline. Drive the van, I'm on the van. Let me dream of picking up to get out of you.
Is that it?
That is awesome. A song.
Wow.
You guys are scary.
That was a music song.
You're like if like pirates were dressed up as vampires.
What's the name of that?
That song does not have a title yet. It's brand new. It's the
our exclusive.
Like it's our contribution for our compilation.
No slow songs.
No slow. That's a good name for it. Right? Yeah, you guys want to pitch a name?
I pitch no slow songs.
Right. Those are the songs that it is. Those are the songs that put my foot in the radiator, buddy. Thank you. I get my job done.
That shit sounds good on speed, right?
I'll get the shit there. Watch.
I mean, sorry.
Sorry.
What are you sorry for?
Right? Yeah, we just make it. Rocking.
Tempo.
Man, I'm getting high off them Twix.
Shit, nice. Man. You guys are all fucked
up. You guys are
fags. I don't think that was the Twix.
No.
I like
chick your beer.
Says I.
What the hell
says
is that?
The sticks.
I think it's time.
What?
For a quiz.
Yes. The spookiest quiz ever.
Where did you first kill someone?
What does it feel like to strangle a man to death?
Did you masturbate right after playing in their blood?
These are all excellent suggestions I should have thought of earlier.
What age did you earn your red wings?
Just to explain.
It happened after he died horribly in a car accident.
Explain it.
All right, just to explain to the guests here, this is the worst, spookiest, worst quiz ever.
I think it's probably the bloodiest and
I'm going to ask you a number of questions that I will score you on in an increasingly random partial manner. All right, your first question, I'm going to go with the perennial fave. Your lover, your brother, or your mother? Trapped on a desert island, who do you cannibalize first?
Brother.
Brother.
Wow.
Well,
actually,
no,
I take that back.
No?
No. Mother.
Mother. Ooh.
Super wow.
Chris with the mom.
It's hard, you know, it's a hard decision.
Right?
My brother's
definitely
a pilot.
Not lover.
He could get you
he
off
can
of
get
that
me out
island.
Of there.
Yeah. Oh, your mother? Old and useless.
A bit more.
Not exactly.
Dave?
Oh, man. It's like, how hard do you hit your wife?
That's a pretty good
one. How do you answer this question?
That's a great question.
Are you scared, kids?
Enough so she listens.
This is spooky.
Jeez, I don't know. I have to go with lover. She'd be the most understanding.
Probably the most delicious too.
Oh, and absolutely, yes. Yeah.
And you'd be stuck on a desert island with your brother and your mother.
Fuck.
For all eternity.
Wouldn't be as creepy as
eating
in there. But it's not gay if you don't look each other in the eye. So
can I eat myself?
I don't think it's gay to eat people.
No, I meant all
the
literal
sense.
I meant all
the
sex he'd be having with his brother after he eats his lover,
or his mother, which isn't gay but really worse.
That is gay.
I heard it's not gay as long as you pull out.
Wait, I have a lot of brothers. Can I just eat all my brothers?
It's also not gay if you're just kidding.
I have a stockpile of brothers. Does that count?
Well, yeah. Then you have
some. See, there's extras.
Yeah,
yeah.
Extras.
I got a bunch of
Regis. You're trapped on a desert island. Your lover, your brother, or your mother. Who meets your teeth first?
I'm going to have to break the rules and say my uncle.
He was kind of your mother, right?
The same
your dad's brother.
One from earlier or a different one?
I just don't. You know, he raised me and all that, but I really don't like him.
You're harboring some deep hate for the man, I can tell.
Can I re-answer? I didn't know that was an option.
No, next question.
Next question, please. This kind of goes with the season. Confess a sin. Anyone first?
Don't
all start at once.
I'm going to sin later by stealing a bunch of kids' candy. And selling it.
Good answer.
Right.
No,
excellent. Tonight.
Tonight on Halloween.
Little bastards are screwed.
Grown ass man gonna jack some kids' candy.
My candy
that is
punk.
A sin.
Sounds
damn
like
right.
my
That's
kind
a
of
sin
holiday.
In my
holiday.
I'll probably punch him too.
Dave?
Is it a sin to dress my van up as a ghost and drive drunk on Halloween?
Yeah.
Not at all.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, give me a minute.
It depends on if you kill somebody.
Do you consider breaking the law?
Point of reference.
How drunk are you talking about?
If you get away with it,
Halloween drunk.
Sure,
tonight, drunk.
Tonight, get away with it?
Regis?
No.
Well, it's a pretty convincing ghost.
If you kill somebody, then that's
I'll pull started with my
I endorse your confidence. So, yeah, go with that.
All right. Well, then if that's not a sin, I don't know. You have to come back.
That was a sin.
That is a sin.
Yeah, that's
a sin.
I think it
that'll
counts.
Be, you know, that'll all right. count it.
That.
Yeah. There we go.
Well, Rory's the
one of those.
He is the judge and jury of this.
Regis.
Horrible.
Confess a sin.
Let's see here.
In the music of the night.
You understand what sin is?
It's got nothing to do with music. It's got to do with a downright not good feeling. I'm going to have to say driving asleep. It ain't right. It's okay, not right. fair to the public.
That is a sin.
I probably another one would be stuff you did with your uncle.
Well, that's not as bad as squatting on the side of 101.
That's
had
dangerous.
To take a dumper, 7 a.m. rush hour.
Yeah, that's not. That's
which
not
part of 101?
That's not a sin. You're taking care of that.
Right there in the city, or.
Are you on drugs right now, Regis Minky?
No, not at all. I've been clean since
3:30 this morning.
Since Obama was elected again.
You are a shit-eating mongoloid.
Oh my god.
Where did you lose your virginity?
Halloween night.
So just earlier this afternoon.
Yeah.
Congratulations,
it's night,
finally.
Man. No, actually, later on.
You will be having one
in the recent past.
Right.
Or the near future.
I also have Chris's answer.
Are those real answers?
Yeah, no, seriously.
Yeah? You really did?
It was weird.
It was with each other?
It was weird. Okay?
It is going to be with each other in the future past.
And it was, will be weird.
And beautiful.
And
spooky.
It's weird because you both are guys, but I don't know if that's gay.
No, it would do it in my ghost.
Only if they cuddle.
Not if they're in a bag.
We didn't say anything about gay
I think it's
sex.
Gay to be planning on having sex with each other in 2 weeks.
We didn't say it was each other.
Oh.
Oh, just kind of, it's one of those.
We were just together.
I just assumed. And you know it.
In,
cool.
this, in the same Volvo. Got it.
Listen.
It's a little uncomfortable.
Regis, are you a man of the world? Are your pipes clean? Have you conquered that mountain?
Is that one of the questions?
Yeah, hold on a second. I'm going to answer your question. I was just going to say that this is a little uncomfortable after the last couple comments that were made about faggotry.
Faggotry?
Makes me uncomfortable, too.
I don't like it.
Guys, hold his balls.
I'm sorry, Regis.
Unfortunately, faggotry has happened exactly where you're sitting.
Damn, oh, good, bud. Well, I heard you.
All right. And you continue to sit on your stool. Got
I'm sorry. I have to get up every now and then and...
Adjust your stool?
Adjust my stool and...
Turn it upside down.
Take on turning it upside down and...
All right, well, let's get back to the question. Back to the quiz here, Regis. Where I, you know what? I don't even care.
Sorry, I'm lost,
Duval.
Where did you lose your virginity? Rapid fire.
My backyard, for Christ's sake.
Okay.
Like normal people.
What's that supposed to mean?
You know, your little fort and your waterbed and all that.
In your own
I thought backyard might have been a metaphor.
How old were you, if I might ask?
Shit, come on, 8 years old. Trying to start drinking beer.
Pretty young.
Shit
there.
Just got normal.
Yeah, a friend of mine sent out a text the other day, said, shit just got real. And everybody said, what happened? And he said, lol, nothing. And I said, dude, you were on the toilet, weren't you?
I didn't get it.
Let's see. It wasn't. In all of history, who would you fight to the death? Because it's Halloween. This is to the death.
Zombo.
Nice! That was awesome! Best answer of the night.
Future Bravo. Guest of this show. You
scored
just
a lot
few
of
weeks.
Points.
Not anymore.
Totally. Zombo. Bitchin'.
Louis Anderson.
Nice.
Yeah. I hate his butt too.
Them good. Pirates coming strong.
Good answers.
Those are the two best answers I've heard,
I like
except
that.
For the Zombo one.
Yeah. Reeves Mankey.
I'm gonna have to go with Lady Di.
Lady Di, like the the dead princess,
like the dead princess, from
as
the
she
dead.
Is now.
What?
Or
why
10
would you
years
punch
ago?
Lady Di, dude?
She's dead. Fight. What?
It's open to interpretation.
What
Nick.
The hell, man? I've been painted to. Attention to the news lately.
About 10 years ago know. Or something. Oh,
wow.
More than that.
Why would you punch
Holy
her?
Christ.
Nobody asked you that question when you said Bill Cosby.
But Bill Cosby's a dick.
Well, maybe Princess Di was a dick.
Disrespected me, man.
Dude, I had that same experience.
What is your favorite category? Just in general.
Retarded questions.
Nice.
All right.
Nice.
Chris with that fucking... Ace in a hole.
There. What is your favorite category?
Talking about religion in inappropriate settings.
Also a good at bars for one. Yeah. During sex.
So you're barming.
Mr. Mankey.
Mr. Mankey.
Cereal aisle.
The cereal aisle?
Cereal owl?
Cereal aisle.
Aisle.
Cereal aisle.
Come on, dummy. No wonder they call you dummy.
Someone calls me dummy?
Has
cereal aisle at the grocery store.
Has playing music ever gotten you action?
No.
No, that's a no. If you're not sure, that is a no.
I don't know if that's the direct...
Was she into you because you played music?
Just the tip?
Sure.
All right. Then yes.
That's EA.
Have you gotten action from playing music?
If debt is synonymous with action...
Hell yeah. and well Mr. Mankey has driving truck and being a road donkey... ever gotten you action?
Well, if it doesn't, I'll usually pull over and rub one off.
Oh.
To your uncle?
Hey, that's not nice, Cody. He's obviously very disturbed by this.
You make accusations.
Yeah, a little CB interference. Sorry.
Well, I got an uncle, too. He's a dick.
He chooches to his uncle.
That's my father-in-law.
Yeah, I know.
Chooch.
Chooch.
And you're
chooching
right.
is crying while
He's
masturbating.
He's kind of a dick.
Holy shit.
But don't tell him I said that.
There's a name for it now.
It's chooch.
Chooching is
I
pretty cool.
I used to call people chooch before I knew what it meant. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, and now for some Halloween rapid fire end of the quiz questions. Vampire or zombie?
What?
Would you rather be a vampire or zombie?
Or would you rather do a vampire?
Or yeah, who would you do, vampire or zombie?
No doubt about the fucking
vampire.
Vampire or zombie?
I'm not discriminating.
Wow, very PC of you.
You're saying you'd fuck a zombie.
Yeah.
Regis Mankey, who would you do, vampire or
zombie?
Dirty
motherfuckers, dude. They do fucking zombie. They would.
No question, vampire. I mean, I have a lot of respect for the vampires out there on the road that are working, working the scales, driving truck. They're working down there, coming out of the bushes with a bottle of Windex and a clean Teratop towel.
Those aren't vampires. Those are whores.
No, these are the teethless variety.
Mexican. Oh, no.
Teethless vampires.
I know these homeless vampires you speak of. These vampires who cross the river.
They're your people.
I heard they travel by mule.
They do. And a mule comes to a point where he crosses the river.
Is that an Italian? Italian accent?
It's a legend of my uncle brother's cousin.
See, this is okay because Nick is our token Hispanic.
But he's
on
the
show.
He's using an Italian accent.
He's
so good at that.
Welcome to Fantasy Island.
He's so good about crossing the river.
All right, this is not very rapid fire here. Blind or deaf? Who would you do?
Sans, what would you be?
Mute.
Yeah. Ooh, good answer.
Well played.
New girls are fucking hot.
What would you
say.
Do, blind or deaf?
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, deaf. And she'd think our band was awesome.
Yeah. Blind or deaf, Regis?
I like the hearless. I make a little too much noise now and then.
The hearless?
The hearless.
You like the band to see your pretty face? AIDS or cancer? Which would you rather have?
Ugh.
Because you'll only get one of those by doing them.
I know which one of those two I'd rather have sex with.
Right. I'm going to go with that answer.
Right?
I'm opting for that answer.
Yeah.
Yay, cancer.
All right. I think you just get to the next question, Rory.
Right.
That's all over. Right.
Yeah, next question. Who would you do, Elvis or the Beatles?
The one without AIDS.
I guess Elvis, because it's only one.
As he is today.
Yeah.
Right.
As he is today.
Yeah, right. He's fairly decayed.
On the toilet. I mean,
although the Beatles are like the forest scrawny dudes.
Sauce on that shit.
Yeah, bend him over the toilet. So you're going to die on this,
last
King?
Fuck,
whoa, 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 whoa.
Not gentlemen. Only am I going to fuck Elvis, I'm going to fuck him the last time.
Exactly.
All right.
Wow.
Throw that
Nick,
down.
Nick just got feisty
on
here.
The toilet.
On the toilet.
Force Elvis to give you a blumpy.
That was funny, dude.
Well, he would have better room service. You know, he's all about like bacon sandwiches. You know, Beatles that went on to become vegetarian and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go for the room service. Do Elvis.
Nice.
Regis?
I'm liking the Elvis.
But and you're still not okay with faggotry.
I'm surprised he answered that question.
Yeah, no, yeah. I think he's a great entertainer, and he should never be confused as a faggot. He's a good man. Just because he's first to swing his hips and all that stuff they do nowadays, and normally they're faggots. But
what do you think of the Beatles, though, in general, Regis?
Well, I think that they got a little mixed up with the things, the whole. London drug deal and all cartel and all that shit. Yeah, that's why we came to this country. That's why we go brown.
Tell you what it was. Damn Asians ruined that.
Yeah, you got that. I need to say no more.
All right.
Okay, young.
All right. And finally, last question. Yes or well, no, I guess not.
Spookiest
yes
question.
Spookiest question. How was your stool today?
Wonderful.
Stinky!
Upright.
Upright?
That's very gay.
We went straight out.
All right. That is the
temple.
That is the end of this quiz with 673 points. Chris?
Yeah, indeed. That's my name.
I just blanked for a second. Chris is our big wiener.
Oh,
673
shit, yeah.
Halloweenie.
Followed closely behind with 547 points, the big man Dave.
All right.
And Regis got a negative two.
Damn, Regis.
Negative two.
You got lower than Dave Richards.
Right. Wow. Right.
It is lower,
man.
Negative two.
I don't trust truckers. I'm sorry. It's inherent.
Trucker rhymes with.
Trucker's daughters, on the other hand. Luck. Hell yeah.
Negative two. I don't even
There's
know.
There's so many things I could
two.
Say to you right now.
All right.
But it yes.
That's fucking ridiculous.
No, I have a lot of good friends who are truckers. Actually, they're good people, dude. They have a whole lot of good barbecue.
Some are. It's just like anything else. There's good and bad.
Yeah, that's true.
Damn, just my goddamn, I'm going to get there sometime today.
Just remember this.
Dang old.
Guys, since we don't have no gals here.
Oh, wait. But,
sausage party.
Can you hold that thought?
Non.
Let's have another song.
Let's do this.
All right. Get her done.
Is fun.
This is a Mike Tyson and Tommy song, right?
That was Mike Tyson and Tommy. They are a Reno band.
Yep.
And that song will also be on our compilation that we're putting out.
Awesome. That's good.
Eat this tape.
Yeah, we just had late '90s.
Tyson Vlahovic was just in here.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's a good band.
Good stuff. Yeah.
Love it.
Good to
Thank
have
you, Tyson.
To that.
Listener.
Yeah, he invited me to their next show and said, hey, why don't you come on out? You might remember it this time. I drank a lot.
He was witty.
In the past. Yeah. So before we wrap things up here, Nick, you wanted to get at something?
Well, I wanted to talk about these guys at a fucking Burning Man. They're fucking
A Burning
local.
Man
These guys
story.
Are rock stars out on the playa.
Really, Regis, you go to Burning Man?
It's fucking dust storm.
Sometimes they got to bring out a load of art equipment hippies. Or whatever, hippie equipment, whatever they call it.
A truckload of hippies.
Truckload of hippies.
Just offload them in the
barefoot
desert.
Barefoot in a trailer. Yeah,
all right. Other than that, though, you guys also go to Burning Man?
Indeed.
Do they call you a coyote?
No, but I've met someone out there named Coyote before.
Yeah,
I know that guy.
He's a good fella.
A little
bit
of an outskirts.
Dave
yeah,
actually
he's a great
knows that guy.
Yeah, he's a great guy. Really good guy. He's doing his
small world. You guys all know the same
job. Hey. Proud of him.
And moving on.
Wow, that sucked.
Thank you.
But Vodabest camp, man. I got to talk about it. Vampirates.
Yeah, it's a bar that we bring out every year, and bring in skate ramp. Yeah. And
half pipe.
I actually spent 1 year
half pipe
right
on the playa,
awesome.
Motherfucker.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Who does that?
It was great.
Reno, these guys
definitely don't go there for the quiet.
No,
we're not quiet.
No, but we're out in
loud
the
loud camp 24 hours a day.
The back corner, just being loud, drunk assholes. The punk rock camp, and play our really offensive
your
music.
Shitty,
it's
like awesome. Go ahead and say it. Your shitty punk rock music skate park. No, I mean that in the best possible way.
It's only shitty in the sense that like we're really drunk.
No, I meant it's shitty as in, you know, shitty punk rock.
Oh, I thought you meant like shitty drunk. Now I'm offended.
Like the genre.
No, and I mean that with all love and respect. Shitty punk rock is great music.
Well, that...
No, you're awesome.
It didn't sound bad at all.
What's rad about Vodabest is they get fucking on the DPW parade, and they play on all over Burning Man, and then come to Jub Jub Camp, and... set up and just fucking play for a while. And every year it's
so
fucking bitching,
so
dude.
Great. I love Burning Man.
And I want to tell you all about a scary fucking story.
Here's
speaking
a funny
of Burning
Man, story.
Cops.
Before we get the fuck out of here on Halloween night, and I hope everybody's been having fun, I want to tell you about the shittiest thing that happened to me at Burning Man this year because I didn't get to talk about my other tales. We got caught short with the dust storm. And, do y'all know about Exodus?
My
you know about Exodus?
It's a great book of the Bible.
The metal band from the late 80s?
These are all good examples of how bad it sucked.
Are you going to talk about how long it took you to get out of there?
Right.
Yes.
All right.
Would you like some background music to
12
make you feel?
Hours misery. I've gone for 15 years, and it's never been this bad.
And this only happened to you?
Horrible.
This is just
but
bed music.
Instead of complaining about how some motherfucking hippie stood in front of my truck and said I couldn't go in a lane that was open because he thought I was cutting in line.
Dude, you're
shit.
Like harshing us, bro.
Instead of doing
I
that,
think you should blacktop
I'm going to tell you about me being on the playa stuck with miles of cars around you. And all of a sudden, that fucking punch in your gut was just all, guess what, motherfucker, you gotta shit. You've got to shit. Where are you gonna go shit? There's no place to go shit. And your wife says, hey, ride your bike up to the fucking thing.
This is where you get all sweaty.
It's like a mile away. You're like, I can't, no. But either toilet is fucking a mile away.
It's Burning Man, don't
do
you
it.
Just shit in front of everybody?
Motherfucking stuck in this traffic. It's like fucking 3 hours in of a 12-hour thing. Right off the bat, I had to fucking go in the back of my camper.
Dude.
Find a fucking little...
cup?
I found a fucking tub that we used to use for rinse water.
Not anymore.
It was my...
wash your hands.
Human cat box, dude.
That's spooky.
That was my nightmare.
That's what I'm going to be for Halloween tonight.
That's less spooky than it is
like horrifying.
It was horrifying.
It's kind of like the year I went on Halloween and had a miscarriage. It wasn't really scary.
Well, that sounds spookier than what I had.
No, but Nick's was real.
Men can't have babies, Rory.
Yeah. I was in a dress.
Breakfast.
Yeah, that's frightening, but that's funny. You meant to do that.
Yeah,
I didn't want to shit in front of anybody and fucking.
Yeah, no, I understand. Luckily, I don't like shitting in front of others either.
Did you actually have an audience?
Here's the thing. In my camper, it's fucking packed to the gills, and there's like bicycles up to the fucking door to get in. So I'm in between like two bikes, like in a 1.5 by.
Right.
You know, like 1 foot space, trying to figure something out, and grabbing
don't
this
rip the bag
tub,
on the way out,
throwing it under my ass, and fucking like running out of time, man. And then
yeah,
I fucking,
and we are running out of time today.
I gathered up fucking Burning Man dust and threw it on the poop in the back so it wouldn't stick up my camper, and yet.
And then I sat and really worked it.
And my wife was sad. You know, I love my wife so bad, and that's the most dirtiest
thing. She didn't support you there, though?
Ever fucking had to put up with me doing, like, fucking. Well, no, maybe not the dirtiest, but fucking gross, dude. Grossest.
And now, the more you know.
Happy Halloween, everyone.
That insight into Nick's mind.
And a poo story. Who doesn't need a poo story on Halloween?
Well, I think, ladies and gentlemen, we have reached the end of the show. There's lots of great events happening in your town this weekend, but we don't remember what any of them are at this point.
Because we're drunks.
Yeah. Patronize your local bars, tattoo shops like Stingray and Jub Jubs, and not necessarily in that order. Go see local bands like the Vampirates. And
yes, yeah. Thank you, Vampirates, for being here and playing your music.
Support Nevada Bandag, best retread company in
yeah. Regis, good to see you again,
whatever
buddy.
Regis said.
Go away before it's too late.
Real quick, before we go, you guys are online, right?
Indeed.
Where can we find you online on the interwebs?
Vampirates.org.
Very easy. Are you on Facebook as well?
Yeah, Facebook.
Gay porn site?
The Vampirates.
Rick. The Vampirates Gay Porn Site.org.
Right, correct. Yeah. Type that in, you'll find us.
an honor to have you guys in here.
You can find me here at Dogwater Studios pretty much every day of the week.
Nice.
Ladies, he is single.
That's right.
What do you got here for us at the end of the show?
This is a brand new song. It's called
Exclusive.
It's about our camp at Burning Man, and it's called You Can Do Anything You Set Your Mind To, You Fucking Idiot.
That is pretty fantastic. And with that note,
stop.
perfect.
Good night, ladies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Happy Halloween.
Fuck good night, ladies. That's it. On the worst little podcast,
we're talking out of our ass. Get out of this house now. Dog H2O Studios.com.
This isn't some communist daycare center!